It's not because you're broken. It's not because you don't know how to do it. It's because your body never got to complete the movement of opening and being embraced in the space where trust meets surrender. And this is a space of deep safety. In this space, there I have enough capacities to surrender with deep trust into someone else. It's a space of profound intimacy, and that intimacy can be between you and you. It can be between you and God. Trust and surrender. It can be with your partner if you find that your person. It can be with your dog, with your child, with your grandparent, with your creation. People in creative expressive art, we know that space. It's a space I surrender and I trust. You open yourself completely, and then you know you surrender into that creative flow. God, divine, a safe person, safe person. You will find that safe person, and you can practice with your hugging body. Yeah, people do that. We do that all the time. Right? We do this all the time in a therapy sessions. Right? Where couples practice, and couples can be two friends, allowing yourself to be hugged. So the next time you feel that awkwardness in a hug, know this, okay? It's not weakness. It's your body remembering. It keeps that memory. It can keep that memory all the way when you were a baby, right? All the way to that memory. Or it can keep the memory of the deep shock, what happened to you, or the trauma, right? Deep unsafety, sudden unsafety. Sudden unsafety. And yes, you can practice this. You can relearn how to open and how to safely close with trust and surrender. You can practice being held and holding another. Holding another without awkwardness. Because healing happens when this protection meets nourishment. And trust meets trust. And in that space, their surrender meets trust. We birth the most genuine, genuine intimacy. And the trauma healing is learning again to expand and then safely to condense into this love and trust where you don't want to run away. You can really capitalize on those sensations. That's a gift. Why do we live? Right? To feel that as well. Right? And this is a purest form of intimacy. Purest form of the intimacy between you and someone else. Between you and you, between you and your child, between you and your spirit, your God, your creation. And it starts with a hug. So simple, but so profound. So if you want to go deeper into this, check the links below for the distilled somatic lesson I teach. I am Anna Mile. I am somatic experiencing therapist for PTSD and trauma recovery. This is Exhale and Rising. Please share, follow, support. And as always, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Much care. Much care.